Yeah. Okay, put a sheep.
Amen.
It's everybody. Many people took him as an introduction to Kiddush on Shabbos day. Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph, Sukkim Pezayin and Yudzayin. V'shamur b'nei Yisrael a Shabbos ha'asos et ha'Shabbos ha'asom b'salom. Beni bein b'nei Yisrael osi le'alom ki sheish et yom. Shomayim v'asar et v'ashri v'ashri shomayim v'asar. Famous Sukkim about observing Shabbos. So that pasuk comes in the midst of an interesting next one. Second, as part of the discussion, relates to the someone who may be in danger. The Yom Kippur, all the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash, whole grand ceremony. It's only the last parak that talks about the din of Yom Kippur that we're familiar with, the laws of fasting and the other inyanim of Yom Kippur, the laws of tshuva. So in Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara there is discussing who's ill on Yom Kippur. Needs to eat. So the Gemara is discussing those parameters. And in the context of that discussion on Pei Beis Aleph, in source 2, it says, She'en l'chot dover, it appears in one form or another in several places. There is nothing that stands in the way of your life. In other words, you violate any avera, you ignore any mitzvah in order to save your life, with the exception of a lazar, idolatry, gila arise, adultery, and incest, and a shrichas and murder. That you're not allowed to violate no matter what. Those are the so-called three cardinal sins, and so on. So that's what the Gemara says. That's on Pei Beis Aleph. A few pages later in source 3 on Pei Ha'im Aleph, the Gemara wonders, what about Shabbos? Are you allowed to violate Shabbos for the sake of saving a life? And how do you know, Taki? So the Gemara tells a story, source 3, Pei Ha'im Aleph and Yomu, Kvar Haya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezim, and Azariah, Ma'alcha, Madera. One time these three great Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezim, were in some place. Two other Tamil Chachamim were walking behind them on this trip. Nishal Oshela Zubis Ma'am. Somebody posed this question in front of them. Minayim Lepikuach Nefesh Adokhes HaShabbos. How do we know that we said before there's only three exceptions? How do we know, Taka, that Pikuach Nefesh? What's the mucker? What's the source? Because saying that saving a life it takes precedence over observing Shabbos. You can violate Shabbos to save a life. What's the source?
What did we just, say before?
Right, now the Gemara is asking the mucker before they say
that. That you can, if a cook nefesh is doch, everything
yes,
is except these things.
How do we know that it's
so
not kedoch Shabbos? What's the mucker, at least with regard
exactly
to Shabbos?
Tomorrow.
Shabbos, yeah. Okay, but Shabbos, you could argue, is more important in some ways. Some ways, someone's Mechal Shabbos is considered to be like being over at Avodah Zarah. There's some Mechal Shabbos, Dino Ka'akum. We have other things. The Shabbos, maybe, is far I want to know. So what tak is the mucker for saying that you can violate Shabbos in order to save a life? What's the source? It doesn't seem to be. But the point is, you can. Okay? And a chanah. So just as a side point, it says, Levi HaSador. Here's a interesting Rashi in source number 4, Pei Ha'im and Aleph. In Yuma, it says, the Levi HaSador. What does that mean? Interesting. Rashi doesn't know what it means. It's just, the honesty of Rashi. Rashi doesn't leave it blank, right? He could have just said nothing, and then you would have said, yeah, he simply doesn't even tell me about it, right? But Rashi is honest, and Rashi tells you that, because I'll say, she's honest. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what that Levi HaSador, that's Thomas Dalrace. It's an unusual word, doesn't know what it means. Well, that's when it was Rashi. There's one Chumash, he doesn't know what it does, what it comes to teach us, the end of Parsha, so told us. But in general, Chazal tell us, this the other day, yesterday, Thursday, so Wednesday, had yesterday in honor of Rabbi Herschel Schechter, Shalita of YU, which is the 50th year as a Rosh Hashiva of YU. So they had a very beautiful ceremony at YU. Between all the different people in the shiur, they finished the whole Shas. So they had a Siyama Shas, and he made the Hajj yesterday. So one of the people who spoke, you know, one of these people asked Rabbi Schechter a lot of times, said, I don't know, he always asked, I don't know, I don't know. A lot of times he doesn't know. That's the Chazal say, don't know. He sometimes says it for different reasons. But he says, anyway, so that's a low partially model. Others try to figure it out. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is a side point totally. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his Hagot, the Gemara says that maybe he suggests, maybe Sadar comes from a Seder. He organized, he put a Seder, he organized Mamar Chazal, maybe he organized Drushes, he put things in order. Maybe that's what it means. The Aruch, of course, much earlier, the Aruch had a different gear set. The Aruch had a different Levi Hasarat, the dollar narration transposed. Sarad from like Big Day Sarad, even though he usually spelled the Chumash of the Sin, but means he was involved in clothing, whatever you want. So anyway, this Shiloh was presented before them, and the Gemara there in Yuma, each one of them presented a different, each one of the three rabbis, a different source for teaching. They all agree that Pikuach Nefesh is Docheh Shabbos, but each one of them derived it from a different source. Then on Pahamid Beis, the Gemara goes on, present the views of one part of that particular group that was first identified here. Other Tanaim also had different derivations, one of whom is from Shimon ben Manasseh in source 5, the Yuma Pahamid Beis, from Shimon ben Manasseh, Vishamaru ben Eisel, was our pastor here in Parshas Kisi, says Vishamaru ben Eisel Shabbos, Amra Torah, the Torah says, Chalel, in the Gimel, yes, I'm going to say. It says, Chalel Olas Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbos Harbei. You should violate one Shabbos. How do you know you're supposed to save a life, you can violate Shabbos? Because by this guy's life, he'll observe 100, 500, whatever it is, Shabbos. So, originally, sorry, not a Pasuk, right? Well, it's based, we'll see in a moment, it's based on the Pasuk. They explain that Vishom Lenei Yisrael Shabbos, Lassos as a Shabbos. To do more Shabbos. Position. Right of a pasuk. You'll do more Shabbos. Okay? As Rashi says, they have six Chonis also Shabbos. Kedei Lasso. To be able to do that gain in Shabbos. Yes, today I'll violate Shabbos. But by violating Shabbos, saving this guy's life, there'll be many. His job's dead now, so then that's the end of Shabbos observance on his part. So that's the idea. Amar Torah Chalel of Shabbos Tachas Kedei Shishma Shabbos Tarp.
He said,
Didi Adi from the Abididu. I have a better derivation, a better exposition than any of those people. Divachai Bohem, below Shiamus Bohem. Right, the Pasuk says, should have printed it here, but it's back printed in Source number 9, right? Pasuk and Parshas Achremot, Ayikra Perik Yudches, Pasuk Hei. Ushmartam is Chukosai Vesmishotai Vashiyat Yotom Ha'odam Vachai Bohem. All my chukim, all my laws, says God, are given to live by. Live by and not to die, right? And that's what the Shmuel is very simple. Okay, it's not just a Shabbos. Every mitzvah, again, three exceptions. Yeah. But other than that, Shmuel is a general rule. You don't give up your life in ordinary circumstances. Somebody's sick, he can eat non-kosher, he can drive on Shabbos, he can eat on Yom Kippur, or he can eat chametz on Pesach, whatever it may be, right? That's for Chayvo Hevelo says Shmuel, and Ravo says Amar Rava. Lekulo islo pircha bar min ishmod lesli pircha. Every other one of these expositions, suggestions, I didn't print them. When you look in that sugya, Peheim Yuma, I'm not going over to Peheim Beis Yuma. Well, every one of them says against. Every one of them has a weakness. Every one of them has a question, except for Shmuel. Shmuel is solid. Well, Chai Bohem, all good. Every one of them has a weakness, and this one has a. Okay, and one of the weaknesses is, and I left that off, I'm not learning through the whole thing now, but it says, Bekula Ashkan Vadai Menolam, because every one of those expositions, let's say somebody's Vadai sick, okay, but let's say somebody is Suffolk ill, we're not sure, you know, maybe, he might live if I don't take him to the hospital, maybe, not so sure he's going to die. But the halacha is still you're allowed to violate Shabbos even for stuffing pikuach nefesh. So all those can't be learned clearly from the other expeditions. With the Shmuel by the less up here, and this one does. Okay, and Amar Ravina, he says, "Rabbi Nachman, it's like Tava Chada Tufal. He says one small pepper is more potent than a whole basket full of squash or a basket full of melon. Because all the other people out there, the Shmuel was younger and later, he had a better one. Okay, and very good. So you're allowed to mechala for even to suffer. That's how we pass the halacha. You look in source number 7. The Rambam writes, "Tuchos Shabbos Perek Beis Halacha Aleph." Dechuya Yisham. The first is Kishar Kol Mitzvahs. Shabbos can be pushed aside like all the other mitzvahs. Like you were saying before, they're all included, you know, together. Lasicha Chol is Sheish Kona. Chol is life is in danger. Also, no Kol Tzachum Shabbos. You do whatever is necessary on Shabbos. Al Pi Rofei Olshos, based on the guidance of the prominent or the qualified doctor in that area. Suffix with all the chal of the Shabbos suffix. I don't know if there's some sort of a suffix or a chaining. Omar Rofa. One doctor says the chal of Shabbos, Rofa Achar. I don't know if the doctor says it's fine. The chal of the Shabbos, suffix, the first is Doches or Shabbos. Even a suffix is Doches Shabbos. Then Halacha Gimel, and he says, also this Mameo the chal of the Shabbos post Akona. You're not allowed to delay. I always start fumbling. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's not so sick. Maybe he's okay. But Shenemar, and he quotes, you don't take chances of life. Holomaraton. She ain't missed with that turn to come about. Some of all of them. The mitzvahs weren't given for revenge and for destruction, but for chesed, nachum, and shalom. The Elo Aminu Shalom. Shabbos also alena kusim omer the gavani tatalem chukim lo tovi shlatim lo yichibem. Okay, so those people say, well, that's the chal Shabbos. That's not chal Shabbos. That's, you have to do that, right? That's the you do what has to be done for a patient. And sometimes people are included, like, oh, for that. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Shouldn't you not do it? You know, that's anyway. There's a story, you know, said over the past that Reb Chaim Bisk was always nervous about illness and so on and so forth. So one time, I think this is one of the few times that Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav Zichron Levracha, was visited his grandfather. They didn't point, they had correspondence, but they didn't see each other that often. I used to live nearby and travel so easily then. One time when he was there, the young boy, Rabbi Soloveitchik, the young man, took ill and was on Shabbos. And the doctor came over to examine, had high fever, whatever it was. So Reb Chaim, the grandfather, told the son, Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, he asked the doctor, you need more light. It was at night. He said, yeah, I guess go bring a candle over. Shabbos, go bring a candle over. So, you know, as some of us might do, well, maybe the doctor could see without the candles. You know, they started having an old Shabbos. You know, we're trained. So Reb Chaim said, there came a dirty look, and he said, nah, you are not hard. You know, when he got the candle himself. On other occasion, he asked Reb Chaim, he said, are you so making and look the Shabbos? He goes, no, I'm a machmir, it's a kashrus. So that's a famous story.
It's hard to
now,
it seems, where do you draw
it's
that line?
It's very difficult, very difficult.
Any
little thing. Uh-huh. Right, how far? What is suffix? What is count suffix? That's not my topic now. What I want to talk about is something else. It seems, from the conclusion of the Gemara, that brush of Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, based on the pasuk in our study here in Kisisa, that Chalal wants to serve others, that seems to have been rejected. And the Gemara concludes that the Iker Limud is from Machai Bohem, which Shmuel said, you know, do with humility, said that's the best reason. And Robert said, right, all the other rejected, this one can't be rejected. So it sounds like we dismiss all these other expositions. Okay, whatever. The question at this point is, it looks to me, from the Gemara and Yom, at the end, they didn't really accept that. There's no such concept of Chalal Shabbos. However, it appears that at least that reason, was not completely rejected by Halacha. The Rambam elsewhere, Perek Beis, Hilchos Mamon, Halacha Dalet, source 8. The Rambam says it's a rule that a Bezdin can certain times can uproot certain halachas for temporary purposes, and so on, called Horah Shah. The Yeshu Bezdin Lakar, after Arma Elos, we Shah, after we Shah, Kotman, and Rishah, even if it's a lesser significant Bezdin than the earlier one, but sometimes they can suspend things. Okay, various different rules have to be in effect. And they can make a siyag, they can make a fence, a special a decision to preserve Allah and so on. Makin on shochidin, they can even bring about some sort of physical punishment, even if it's against it. So various different things. And the idea is, he says, because sometimes you have to do certain things to save the greater whole. And it gives an example, Kashem Sharopi, Chote Chadaragu Shuzek, they see a kula. Sometimes the doctor amputate an arm, amputate a limb, because it'll save the rest of the body. Right? So too, Kach Bezin Morim Bisman and Asmanam, Larok Sat Mitzvah Pishop. Sometimes Bezin will suspend the mitzvah for some reason. Again, on a temporary basis. Kadeshi's Kavu Kulam. So ultimately, it'd be better to be able to keep all the mitzvahs. Kiderek Shop. Just like you can to be able to preserve and observe many others, so too the same thing here. Now, I'm not interested now in the laws that are bezin. Yeah. Rule is not rejected. The Rambam brings my point. I'm not interested in what he learns in terms of the role of a bezin, but he brings that idea. Okay, so apparently that position wasn't totally rejected. In fact, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, source 10, Kuf Nun Alvim, where the Gemara says the following, Tanya, from Shimon Lil Omer Tino Benyol. Actually, the mother father had a grandson, so the baby's one day old. But if a baby one day old, well, let's say Rachman's not a baby sick, on Shabbos, a baby one day old, Michal on Shabbos. David Melech ain't Michal on Shabbos. David Melech is the greatest of dies, he can't do anything on Shabbos. We don't attend to the body, we don't do anything on Shabbos. Tino Benyol Michal on Shabbos. Why? Omer Torah Chal. Wow, the Gemara brings it. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kufna Alpha Bay. He said, you know why you're allowed to violate Shabbos for a one day old baby? Because that'll enable him for the next 95 years, 100, all these Shabbos, the times 52, whatever, so many Shabbos, he'll violate this one. The Gemara actually quotes that. Then it's dead, but if his person's dead, then Yichav Shem and Mitzvah and so on. Then the riff lets you think, okay, that Gemara is according to Shimon Manasseh, and that wasn't the accepted view according to the conclusion of the woman you were Pehei. The fact is, the risk there in Shabbos 11, Tamachem and Bezin, his pages, brings this Tanya Hikla, we have Rishon Gamliel, here's Rishon Melezer. Whatever it is, okay, this is halacha. And the Shiltas of Achai Gonabrashis, Shilta Aleph, also quotes from Shimon Melezer. So you have Makoros in the Golanim, Makoros in the Rishonim, that bring this Drosha, which we thought by looking at Masechet Yuma was rejected outright, was rejected together with all the other Sittas Dechuyos, and they came with a better answer, Mechaibahem. Apparently, we don't just dismiss it, that the idea of being Mechal Shabbos once in order to allow for the observance of Shabbos in the future, that is not thrown out entirely. In fact, the Yerushalmi seems to accept it altogether. The Yerushalmi in Yuma, Parakhez, Arachahei, 13, Minayin, Shesafek nefashas doches haShabbos. How do we know that even a suffek by life and death situation, a suffek is doches haShabbos? Rabbi Vav Hashem Yochachashav Sosai Tishmoru quotes the psukim that's also in Kisisa, not our psukim Vishomer, but right before that, the psukim right before Achashav Sosai Tishmoru, Miut is to boy the member Amra Torah Chalel Olavus Uyoshem Shamer Shabbos is Harbi. Similar language. Okay, the Ach is a Miut. That's what the Karmanet explains. And 14, again, this is Yuma Parakhet, Halacha, hey, Miut Ach, the Ach, Miut. Ach always means there's some limitations. Ach, Hashab, so tight, Tishmore, yeah, most of the time after observe Shabbos, Ach is a limitation. Sometimes you don't observe Shabbos. Namely, you have to save somebody's life. Then you violate Shabbos. And others say that, no, you don't need a. You said before, if you look at 14, Korban, Easter, Bar, Svara. It's a Svara. Svara who? There's a net gain in terms of Shabbos, right? That's how the same thing. That's what the Moshe says in his arrangement. To me, it holds in suffering. Okay. Anyway, what comes out is about that this drasha of Chalal of Shabbos Achas is not rejected. It certainly Rishalmi seems to accept it. It appears in the Gemara and the Bavli Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph. The Rif quotes it. The Rambam quotes it. Not in Hilchos Shabbos, but in Hilchos Mamrim. The Shiltas quotes it. So this concept still exists. And now we have an interesting question, and that is, yeah. What?
Number 12.
Yeah.
That
the contrast, yeah. Right, if I'm a top of the live person, and I say on Shabbos, so the net is not going to do many more mitzvahs. The mace is already done with the mitzvahs. That's the mace. It's already finished. Nothing to do. it's chavshi, it's free, it's absolved. That's the idea. Okay. Now, the interesting thing, though, is that apparently, you asked a different question about Tumas Shomer Shabbos, we'll come back to that, but there's a different question. You know, what if a person is very false on it, very seriously ill on Shabbos, and the person is dying, okay? I'll bring him to the hospital, or I'll treat him now, I'll be able to prolong his life for a little while, right, for a little while, but he's going to still die in an hour or five, 2 hours. That's what we call it in rabbinic language, chayei shah, temporary life. It's clear, the doctors know, you're a doctor, right? Sometimes you know that the system is shutting down and so on and so forth. So the Gemara makes a statement, the Gemara has its case, not where a person's system is shutting down, always a building collapses, and it collapses on top of them. You know, there's an earthquake or whatever happened. So the Gemara has a statement in that same suit in Yuma, on Peihem and Alephi. So they realized there was a building collapse. So you run over to see if anybody was there. And they start, you know, we've seen this on news after earthquakes or whatever. They start digging through the rubble to try and find people. So if you find somebody alive, so then you're allowed to violate, see the guys are there. You hear screaming. You're allowed to chop up the bricks or whatever you have to do. Save a life. The Gemara says, Mitzuchai Pshit, of course. The Gemara says, no, this is 16 loads. So you could now feel the Chai Shah. Even if the guy is badly injured, it's pretty clear he's not going to live that long. I mean, if, you know, the head was rough on damage, it's clear, but nevertheless, you do it. And the Rambam brings up Allah, a pair of bays in the Shabbat, Allah, the Yudchai 17. We don't know if the guy's in there or not.
Do you know
anybody?
Okay. What story
there? That's the question, the Sufik. The Fakim, you do it. Up, he was, you know, injured. The EF Shar Shayabri, he's not going to recover. You violate Shabbos because we believe that every moment of life is precious. This is a whole end of life. Right, we'll give it. Hold on. Hold the thought. Yeah, okay. Hold the thought. But what we're talking here that the guys are going to live Chaye Shah, we believe that every moment of life has value. That's the whole idea of the end of life issue. It's not so simple. Every moment of life has a certain amount of value. Right, correct. And here, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin as well. Or Chaim Siman Shinchov test is valid. I feel it is Merutzos she'en Aruch Lichos. I feel Elapisha Paskin. We both cannot hold more. You keep doing it until you see his nostrils and see his breathing. Okay.
You would take his dead body out of the vertical.
You would not. You would not. That's his
mouth. It's a mouth shot.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Even so, you do it. That's the round. That was in 17. Sofek Husham. Sofek Eno Sham. It could be a guy and it could be not a guy. You violate
Shabbos. It's so important. Why do you have those three exceptions?
All right, so that's for a different discussion. It's learned out from those three are the only exceptions, right? The obvious one is murder, because who says life's important? Why is my life more important than yours? And then we learn out the others as well. But anyway, that's a Shulchan Aruch thing. The interesting thing is, so now, if you hold that the derivation, that's what the Tshuvas Halachas Ketanas Chelik based on the Lama Ches point out 19. If you hold that the limud, the permit, so to speak, to violate Shabbos, I'm using violate Shabbos, not even a violation, it's also, but we're just using it for, you know, for reference purposes. If the permit is V'chai Bohem, then this guy can live for a little while, right? But if the permit is, and that's what he says in Nafkamina, if the permit is, you know, the Chal of Shabbos Achas Kadeshi Yishmor Shabbos Harve, this guy who's, you know, Brachmanos not his head's been bashed, and he's not keeping Shabbos' Harbe anymore. It's not going to happen. So that will be a passable nafkamina between the two approaches. If you hold it, the din is violate Shabbos once so that you can effect many other observances of Shabbos, well, that doesn't apply here. Then you wouldn't be allowed to save the guy on Shabbos, but based on Rechaimahem, you would. However,
any
moment of life, right? Rechaimahem, lo Shabbos, that you don't have to lose even a second of life for the sake of a minute. Okay, that is, yeah.
There's no one that thinks that the Shiishmanship of Harvey really is just capturing this idea of potential. Doesn't that literally mean he's going to be alive?
Well, but what is the potential? You know he's going to die.
But I mean, no one's sure.
Okay, all right, but let's see it again. But let's see.
Sure.
So some of the counts, the Tos Yom Kippurim, yeah. Right. Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. The Minchas Chinuch actually brings that up. He says there is something because it's at least it's this Shabbos. But the language of the Gemara is Shabbos, it's Harbe. But you're right, it's a good point. This is a good point. The Tosfos Yom HaKippurim was written by the early Achronim, Moshe Ibn Chaviv, They call it sometimes a sefer. I mentioned in the past, a shameless Baharit. That's a sefer about, he wrote a perish on the three mesechtes that have to do with the Yom Tov of Tishrei. There's one on Mesechus Rosh Hashanah called Yom Truah, one on Mesechus Yom Kippur, Yuma, Kippur called Pesem Yom Kippur, and one on Sukkot called Kappa Smar. So he has, it's a, almost a line by line, Rashi by Rashi, Tosin by Tosin commentary. So the Tosin of Kippur, I'm hearing you both with Shimon and Asya, and he says, how do you learn it out from, right? Shimon and Asya, how do you learn it out? Chalav Shabbos, Achid Yeshu, or Hecher, or me? L'chor, I knew it. You should observe it with love. And therefore, since you want to get a net gain for Shabbos, you should violate it in order to get more Shabbos. So, Amnam Hanachon, who the Parish Apostle Kshuto, Rishon Shabbos, Shalom Yichalu, B'tnai, when do you have to observe Shabbos? B'tnai, the Shmir is the Shabbos, you have a seer of Lasso Shabbos, and a Lasso. Lasso Shabbos is Harbe, the Hainu. The Adam who bori with that kingdom, you know how Mishmir Shabbos who he grumbled Shalas was Pas Arbe. Shalas Machos Chol Bechay Gadol Lo Tzvi Tichodesh Mois Shabbos. The Nimtza he says with the Miyuka the Kwa Shamin the Chal Shabbos Echad Tichodesh Mois Shabbos is Arbe. Sounds kosher he says because Hayachik the Hechin Kama Tichodesh Mois Shabbos is Arbe. But I feel Chay Shoa. He feels that the Gemara is since the Gemara says that we even violate Shabbos for Chay Shoa, then it can't be that the Mokar is. He's going to observe many Shabbos. There's no Chayei Shoa here. A little bit of a steer. That's what he says. He says, maybe, it's like you want to say, it's not Shabbos.
It's just that you don't need it.
Right, but, and as he said, but it shows that it's wrong. If the whole lumdus of observing Shabbos, you could argue that if the whole lumdus of violating Shabbos is so the guy who observed many other Shabbos, I would argue that if the guy is dying right now, then you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't save him. But yet the halacha is you do. So he says maybe Yesh Lomar Sheyishmor Shabbos at Harbe Lav Dafka Ela Ritzono Lomar Tivuyim Harbe other mitzvahs. He may not make it to next Shabbos, but he maybe gives a broader. Okay, Tivu Harbe Hashem Tivu Ruchai Shor Ruchai Ose Kal Mitzvahs. They want to call him Shabbos. The next few days, whatever it can be, right? And really, the root of the source 21, the Meiri there in New York. Okay, he says on a little different angle. Keep many mitzvahs. I'll say one by saying it outside. The Meiri writes, "Look at the last. Maybe this person realizes he's dying, so he'll do tshuva at the end of his life. He'll do vidui, something. He's not going to observe his face. He's not going to get to another. But he'll die. Dying there, Shabbos. But now you bring him out. He'll get to the hospital. Good. He's gonna, not good, but he's going to die in a few days. But he says." He'll do the vidu thing, right? And the Torah Tamina here in Kisisa, he says, the simple reading of Shimon Asya, Chal of Shabbos Achad, that's going to affect many, many future Shabbos. But he says, if it's not, however, Hainu, Bar HaDom, that if you know he's going to get better. Abba Mammoth's low time on that's not true, though. We possibly are not going to get better. He says, or he's B'Shem HaMe'iri. He didn't have the Me'iri, apparently, because he says, or he's B'Shem HaMe'iri. The Me'iri wasn't published at that time. He says, the Me'iri, Shemachal Shabbos HaShachai Shoah, Shema Yahar HaShoah, V'yitakein Kol Mashachot HaBechayot. He'll fix up his Averis. And he says, maybe that's what it means, Shabbos HaSharbe. He'll do tshuva for all the Shabbos that he violated. The tshuva that he'll do, oh, Mechal Shabbos sometimes probably unintentionally, or whatever. But he'll do tshuva now. He'll be fix up all those Shabbos. A little bit of different.
All your mitzvahs.
Can we come mitzvahs and something? He went out that he just said, anyway, that's the.
Does that make it less afternoon for maybe Shomer Shabbos and maybe for Jews?
I don't want to talk now about non-Jews, a different story, but that will go to your issue, because even if someone is not Shomer Shabbos, not, you never know. A person, you know, there are no atheists in foxholes, right? I mean, you know, a person at the end might decide, right? So that will answer your issue a little bit, okay?
It's just like
convert that. Right, so they bring that up. I don't want to talk about it. It's always a different element to bring up that.
Okay.
Yes.
maybe you can violate one mitzvah, she can do.
So it does relate. It does relate. We're not going to get to it now either, but correct. There's a long beer on his dollars I printed. He doesn't go in this direction. He says that really it's difficult to reconcile the position of that you can violate Shabbos once in order to facilitate many Shabbos. Mishavur says it's difficult to reconcile that with the idea that we're allowed to save even a person who may not even live for more than a couple hours. He says it's difficult. Okay, he does. Now he's not unaware. He quotes the Miri, who says the person will do tshuva and so on. But he says in the second line, "Amnam the emes nu the kozel of time of Hamel of a ledina lemaisa." He paskins the other way. Lo tolik mitzvahs. The right to save somebody on Shabbos, I should say the obligation to save somebody on Shabbos, has nothing to do with the fact that he's going to keep more mitzvahs or more Shabbos in the future. These are nice terutzim, says the Mishnah Berurah. It works it out. But he said, yeah. Then, the ein ha-mitzvah achas is a harbi mitzvah, el dachin kol ha-mitzvah chayim shal Yisrael. Life takes precedence, peers b'chayim ha-em. That's it, because basically the Mishnah Berurah says we don't need this whole limud, and he really that whole limud one view, and that's not the accepted view, because he obviously shmuel, and as he says, the Rambam quotes in Parak Beis, we saw it before, that the Torah is racham and chesed, and shalom's got nothing to do with the fact he's going to, and therefore it could be a bal tshuva, that doesn't make no difference, it could be none from the saving of Jewish life. Again, I want to let go of that, it's a different discussion. Okay, yeah.
The chayim means that so he can do more
mitzvahs. No, life itself.
If
yes.
You knew for sure the person would not only not keep Shabbos, never do another.
Then that is going to be a rush. But
life itself.
Apparently, yes. That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. That's what Torah says. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying it's life. There's value to life on some plane, and it's not connected to mitzvahs
at all.
Right. And he says he gives an example. He says, he gives an example of an unusual case. Okay. Goyim is a different story, which is not for now. But the Mishnah Berurah does mention Tinok Musaf Barov Eni Yehudi. Okay, if you have a child and it was not known whose child it is, and the Rov is non-Jew, and we'll treat that child as a non-Jew because he came from the Rov, and I say that. Otherwise, even so, you're allowed to save him on that possibility because by Pikuach Nefesh, you'll follow the Rov, even though he's not going to go up observing mitzvahs. Even that's the Mishnah Berurah. He's not going to observe mitzvahs. He's going to be treated by Allah like a non-Jew because the assumption is he is a non-Jew. But for Pikuach Nefesh, we won't say that. Okay, so therefore he says that if he's a bard, I feel part of the Namachal, Apopi, so he's more Shavos. And Gamloy's theory is not true later either. He's going to go up a complete non-Jew nonetheless. The lawyer will call Halakh Jew and so on and so forth. So that's what the, or he gives an example, Rachonatan, a Cheresh, a Shota, a Kot. A Cheresh HaShota, someone who's mentally never going to observe mitzvahs, obligated to observe mitzvahs. Again, some of those gradations are different today, but somebody who's really completely, today, with education, that's the whole definition of a Cheresh HaShota. It's different. I don't know where that right now. But again, that's what he's talking about, these kinds of cases. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of the day, really this drasha, was more or less rejected altogether. The Yosef Engel, one of the Achronim analysis of Yuma Pehem and Aleph, he discusses that the Pikul Nefesh. He mentions this idea of Chalal of Shabbos Achaz, but he also says that's okay, that's true about, he says at least, he doesn't say it has to be Shabbos, but it's some sort of Kiyumah Mitzvahs. But as I said before, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go for that. He says that V'chai B'hem is V'chai B'hem, and that's the end of the discussion in terms of that. Okay, there's an interesting comment to the Or HaChaim. Okay, Or HaChaim HaKadosh on our parsha. Again, despite this, we're still stuck. We see men in the parsha, move to 24. The Or HaChaim, here in Parsha Kisisa, on this pasuk, Parak Lamanava pasuk, Tazayim Rishon HaYisrael Shabbos, that Tam La'asos of Shabbos, Pirish Kul Matam and Matal Chol HaChal Shabbos, La'asos of HaSom, Chalor of Shabbos Achas, he quotes it also. Okay, but that's why different than Goy. Goy is not keep Shabbos, it's also Goy is a different story. And he says, when do I tell you to observe Shabbos? That Stavka person is going to do it. Aval, look at the last lines of Rechaim, very problematical, according to what you just said. Misha Vada, Hagam Shavuos Eliyahu Ilas 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 Shavuos the Rechaim Paskins, Lemaisa, accepting this reason, he said, if you know medically the guy is not going to live to another Shabbos, even though it may help him a day or two, lo yichal of Shabbos. You can't violate Shabbos. That's a strong statement. The Minchas Chinuch, and others are bothered by this, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah on the days in those Gimel, at the end of all the Malachas of Shabbos, he says, look in 25, Beherali London, paper Rechaim al Torah. A certain London showed me this pasuk, and he quoted it all, or Chaim, and he writes in the third line, "V'hu tamua." It's very strange. The mevor bedvar al chayes shoy in the chal of the Shabbos, according to the Chaim, for even a temporary life, you don't violate. He says you got to make it to another Shabbos. Okay, u'b'shas tilan b'yom go ahead. V'tohu Chaim v'akam b'shita. But you know you're out. Okay, so this chacham says who showed me the Chaim wanted to say. That which it says, Michal and Shabbos on Chaya Shoah, that's only Chil Shabbos Rabbanah. But the right, so you couldn't, maybe that's the Rechaim holds, but the Minchas Chinuch would check. Minchas Chinuch said, no, the Pashas and the Sugya that's even so right. So what the, how else to explain this? He says at the end, in the second half of 25, if you're on a site, the Epshalom and Dabbat, Afinim Pikuch, Nevis, Ochel Shabbos, we be Shomru, that if you hold, maybe that's at the Rechaim, because let's remember, the Rechaim is commenting on the Pasuk of Shomru, right? Rechaim is not writing a halachic work. Okay, he's writing a Perish HaChumash. He brings in plenty of halacha. But he writes, if you hold that that's your mokar, that was the Shulman Asik, then taka, the conclusion would be that you can't violate Shabbos and make the next Shabbos. But la halacha, we don't ask in that way. That's what it's going to want to say. He says, Absalom, the Omar, the Afina, Pikuch, Nevis, Ocha, Shabbos, and Shomru, then. It's dafke kadei shish mor shomer shomer tarei avol lamaskana. But according to the conclusion of the Gemara, the Kamal and Kishmuel, we learn shomer b'hem and so on and so forth. Then obviously we don't paskin that way. That's how the Minchas Chinuch kind of works out. Chassam Sofer also in his commentary, Ksubas Tez Rav Beis, the Chiddush Madura 26, he says also that Shmuel rejects drash of Chalal Shabbos Achad. It doesn't overlap. It doesn't. And don't talk to me about these other mitzvahs. I don't know what that. Like the Mishamura said, it's a different din. It's a different limud. It's a different source. And that says mechaybehem v'lo shiyavus b'hem. So that's what the Sham Sofer there says. Also, the Minchas Elazar, Munkach Rabbi Shuvas Minchas Elazar Chelakav Simon Test, also quotes the Arachaim, and he says, yeah, that's all according to Mishum Ben Minasya. Okay, and it's not a question because he's following that shita. Okay, but as far as others, they will go by the chaybahem, and the two shitas don't necessarily coexist. Okay, but that's I told you the Chassam Sofer and Ksubas. It appears the Chassam Sofer may have changed his mind because in two later tshuvas, Chelek Arachaim Sim Peihei, that's 28, and Chelek Ardeis Sim Reish Memhei, he changes his tune a little bit, and he says no, the two reasons do coexist. In other words, he says they can coexist. And he says, Rina Pikuach Nefesh, right, he says, he discusses a difference, I'm going to say it outside. He discusses a difference in halacha, which we call Hutra and Dechuya. Okay? In a nutshell, when we say something is Dechuya, like something is Doka something, it means that the halacha exists, but we say it's a temporary suspension of the law. The law is temporarily suspended. Dechuya, Pikuach Nefesh is Doka. Other mitzvahs. Push it. It doesn't mean it's not Shabbos. It doesn't mean it's not Yom Kippur. It doesn't mean it's not Hamas on Pesach. But we push it aside. So we temporarily suspend for the sake of saving a life. We temporarily, that's called Dechuya. Okay? But then there's also called something called Hutra. Hutra is, and that's what the Chassam Sofer mentions, Hutra is removed totally. It's completely mutter. It's not that it's usher and we suspend the isser. It's that it's totally, like for example, and that's the example that the Chassam Sofer gives in 28, and again, Chelek Arachayim Sim Peihei, he says, you know, when it comes to Yontif, in fact, we're allowed to cook on Yontif. Is it really us to cook on Yontif, except that there's a heter to cook because of Simchas Yontif? Some actually learn like that. Now, in Yontif, really, it should be us to eat, to cook also, right? The Lacha should match Shabbos. Really, it's, the reason why you're allowed to cook on Yontif is because Simchas Yontif. In effect, the issue of cooking is suspended. Again, there's some hold like that. But the many hold, not true. There's no issue. Oh, there never was an issue. It just wasn't an issue. Again, not that it was an issue and it's suspended, but rather that it's that. And again, there's a lot to say about that, not for right now. Okay, but that's what the those interested, I was privileged to put out last year, they put in the Beit Yitzchak, it was 2 years ago, I forgot already, in the Beit Yitzchak, the YU's journal, so they put in a section of memory around Lichtenstein's Talmud office. So I was a Talmudist, so yesterday, right, something that I wrote, the shiur that he gave on this whole subject of the Bochel Nefesh and the Heter, you know, and it's printed, it's in Hebrew, it's printed in the last Beit Yitzchak. But anyway, so you can see it there if you're interested in the subject at length. But anyway, so that's what Sam Sofer says over here. He says, look in 28, the end of the first line. The Shabbos l'inyan pikuach nefesh is ki yontif l'inyan ochel nefesh. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is like ochel nefesh, food on yontif, cooking on yontif. It's mutter completely. Okay? Now, he says like this. If you hold b'chai b'hem v'lo sheyomus b'hem b'chai b'hem, that means Shabbos is docha. Life takes precedence. But if chalel alav Shabbos achas, that makes it stronger. That makes it into hutra. That makes, in other words, tarvayut, elafiza tarvayut. Okay, you kind of need both answers. Says these. He said it doesn't. It's a little catchy in the Gemara because the Gemara at the end says that. Yes, b'chayba and docha, and this makes it even, you know, makes it hutra. That's how the Sam Sofer says it. So he says. Now, what's interesting about that, a very fascinating kiddush, the Yaakov Kamenetsky has, very interesting. Here in Parshas Kisis, we'll come to some and we'll move to, you know, to some halacha l'maaseh and then wrap up. Okay, so the union of Mikra, he called it the union of Mikra, the Talmidim called it Emes Yaakov. So, Yaakov Kamenetsky said, he says, based based on this, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Bezayin. Okay, Veshomer Eitzel Shabbos. It's based on this, so he says the following. He says, "What if you have a case? Okay, well, what if you have a case where it's not the V'chayim won't be able to be operative." Okay, V'chaibah won't be operative, but the other one will be. What's the case? He talks about a fetus inside the mother. Okay, a fetus inside the mother. Okay, a fetus is not a life yet in terms of, you know, being allowed to Michal Shabbos. Okay, let's take a look at the Rif in Yuma, Gimel Beis, the page of the Ram, and on the Rif in Yuma, Gimel Beis, the page of the Rif, 30. Because of Allah Chazdolos, Isha Upra, the Yadina, the Lachom, is Akir Vlada. It's a woman is, you know, pregnant, it's a kipper, and so on. She doesn't eat, it's going to harm the child. Who knows? Maybe the baby won't be, will be stillborn. Maybe who knows what's going to be, right? Nevertheless, we can give the mother the food to sustain the baby. The chosar that implies even if she's fine, the mother is okay. The mother will be fine without the food. The doctors determine the mother will be okay if she doesn't eat, but the fetus won't. Okay? Mechalalim. Okay? And so this seems to be serious. Other Gemara is just, okay, we don't have time to go into it now. But
the fetus is not.
Even though the fetus is not subject. But, it's a lot to have observed. The fetus will live and be healthy and be born and have a long life of observing Shabbos. That you have. So there's a case of, and the Rambat. I printed here 31 is in the Torah Adam. That's Ramban Sefer Yonah relating to Tavelis, but he starts with sickness. It's Inyan HaSakon and Ozdalet. He quotes it. He says, Omer Torah, and what does he quote? Omer Torah, Chala Lov Shabbat, Yishma Shabbat Arbe. Hilchach, Afilu Batzolos Uber. Okay, even saving a fetus. Even if it's the Pachos and Ben Arbaim, you're home. It's not even 40 days. There's fluid still. Mechal and Shabbos, Kedas Balalachos, like the Balalach says. Now, he does say that not everyone agrees with him. Ika the Seal, Shein Mechal and Mishum. You know, you don't do it. Okay? And when the Gemara talks about feeding the mother, that's when it talks about the danger of the mother. That's not, but the Bahaz doesn't learn. Bahaz learns the mother will be fine. She should do it for the baby. The Ramban, at least according to one view. Okay? And at the end, he's not sure he calls it a suffix. It's a suffix. The Bahaz just. But the truth is, that's in the Torah Adam. But in the Chiddush Ramban to Yuma on Mem Dalar Beis, that's not Nida. Chiddush Ramban Nida Mem Dalar Beis. He quotes the other way. He says that it's no. Because he asks the kasha, but doesn't it say in the Gemara and we saw it before, that Gemara Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph. Tinok ben Yom El. Then your Mechal Shabbos can say, some want to learn, yay. They hold an arrow, you got not a fetus. But he says, no, that's just a guzma. He says that's an exaggeration, just a contrast with Dover Melchi Shal Meis. But the truth is, it applies in all these cases. In any event, what Rabbi Yaakov Kaminsky wants to say is an interesting thing. He says that he really comes out in his language is Harei Nisil V'yesham Shnei Heterim B'Shabbat. One is a general heter of a Chai Bohem, but there's also a heter of Mishamru, which is also a Matir. Okay, and therefore it makes a difference that Mishamru, he says, is an actual heter, it's Hutra, and Chai Bohem is only the Chus. That's different, and he gave you a case where he pointed to this Ramban, okay, and the Ramban, quoting this Ramban, I showed you where Ramban comes from, that there will be a Nafkamina. There is also another interesting Nafkamina he quotes, based on a very interesting Shiloh, that the Ran, quote, the Ran and the Rosh, father from the Raifat, 33 and 34. The Ran is in Yuma Dalar, based on page Rif, Kasim, Gemara, etc. See, Ethnishal, listen to this case. Imhoya Chola Sheesh Posakana, a guy is Chola. And he's got to eat something. He's got to eat meat. The doctor says he's got to have some chicken. Good chicken soup. Okay, he's going to get better. He's got to have chicken soup. Okay? Now, there's no chicken soup around right now. Okay? Except there is some trafe chicken soup. Right now, there's a store next door that has trafe chicken soup. Okay? So what should we do? Should we go ahead and feed him the trafe chicken soup? Okay? Or should we have a chicken right here. We'll shech this chicken. We'll make fresh kosher chicken soup. What do? You give him violet choppers and give him kosher food. And that's the Ravid's question. Okay, what should you do? Okay, that's the question he was asked. So on the one hand, you would say, well, one second. I would say give him the Nevela, because Shabbos is a skill. Shabbos is a poor violating Shabbos is a more significant Avera than even... Right, that's what you'd say first. Okay, that's the Ravid discusses this. Okay, on the other hand, based on what we just said, perhaps when it comes to Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh, it's mutter, it's chutzra, it's mutter altogether. It's Shabbos. Even non-kosher, maybe that's only v'chaiba, that's only docha. But Shabbos has this extra idea of v'chalo Shabbos achas, so it becomes chutzra, so that's better than the chuyah. Chutzra means it's mutter completely, like kuk ganyantah. It's completely mutter. So those are the tzadim that he brings up over here. The Ran. So then he mentions again at the end. He says there's a difference. Right. That's also true. Okay, that's also right. You can do whatever you have to do. I'm just saying it's an interesting shot. That's what he says. Okay. And again, on the one hand, you could say that Shabbos is Isser Nevela, Treifus and Isser Lav, and Shabbos is Isser Skila. That's a bigger chumra. Okay. At the end, the Ran says, yeah, but there's a different thing. Different reason to prefer Shabbos. Shabbos, you shechted the chicken, that's it, done. Okay? Okay, that's true. So you did two things, cooked it, but you did one or two Yisurim. With the trait, everybody takes a new Yisurim, right? Okay, that's it. The Rosh, same Shabbos from the Ravid, okay? He says, okay, it's a similar Shiloh. But he also brings the idea that Shabbos is a question of Hutra. So based on this, Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very interesting thing. He says, he quotes from this Rosh in Yuma, also in Rambam, he quotes it in the Rosh. He says that you should shekeman shekira tov pikuach nefesh avi kol malacha shom b'shabes gilos v'machol. Right? So by nevela, the food remains on. It's just we suspend it, so we allow them to eat it. But on Shabbos, it became like a yom chol. It was like cooked on yot. It became permissible like a day. Okay? So then Yaakov added an interesting twist. He said, well, one like second. You're right. And therefore, that's a lesser problem than eating non-kosher, which is just a doka. It's just a place. Right. Right. But he says, okay, but that will say the following. But that's not only true. Since you're basing that saying that it's like on the weekday, it's not Ozra on Shabbos at all, based on Chal of Shabbos Achas. So then he says, Taka, there'll be a nafkamina. If the guy is not going to live all the way to another Shabbos, okay, so then you don't have, says Rabbi Yaakov in the Swiss, he says then you don't have that lundus in place. Then it's only dechuya. In other words, the whole head, both in hutra, it's mutter, that's based on chal of Shabbos achas, right? But if you don't have the case of chal of Shabbos achas, this guy is not going to observe Shabbos ever again. So then all that's in place is docha, like by the didn't say Nevela is a lesser Isser, then Shabbos, so go ahead and cook. Then go ahead and then eat the non-kosher. You follow, in other words, the longest, Yaakov's longest is that saying that you should violate Shabbos rather than give a non-kosher meat is only on the understanding that he's going to keep another Shabbos. Then it's sutra. Then it's sutra because of the net gain for Shabbos. But he's never going to make it. Forget about the Miri or the other, and then it's Kurtos or other mitzvahs. But according to the Pashas, I'm saying he turned it around, he gave you a nafkamina. Okay, he gave you a nafkamina, a halacha. But we never know exactly in the future. So obviously, if there's a shift, he's going to survive, it's okay. But let's say the doctors do know. Sometimes you can tell about it. So that's a different thing. The only thing is the Shabbos, as we said before, about so many hold. I don't know, that would be, well, perhaps not. Perhaps if the person, we're pretty sure he's not, then perhaps not. I just want to finish up with a couple other interesting things that the Shofar talked about. There's a children in the Rashba. Kelly Zinus designed some race on the let's finish up. 35, he says, let's talk about the following thing. The case that they have there is, that Rashba was bothered by, or was asked about, was somebody was taken out of her house, they were going to take her out to Shmat, to convert her, they were going to kidnap her or whatever, take her out. So you're allowed to violate Shabbos to go rescue her. Okay, that was the case. 35. Okay, Chulis Rashba had examined to raise Tom of Zion. Okay, can they notify somebody outside of the Tchum Shabbos or whatever else is, the violent Shabbos? Okay, is that considered like a suffix nefashos? And he says that he thinks it may be also because, remember, he brings in the issue of you're not supposed, a mile light is a whole different issue. By the way, the Rabban, the Rosh and the Rif also mentioned that. You know, the chola is the case of eating the chicken, the trek chicken. The chola is eating it here. He's not doing anything. Somebody else is doing it. Right? There's another person involved. So that may not be as partial. So that's what the Rashba discussed here. But for the Rashba is tends to be machmir. The look of the Shulchan Aruch more important about 36. Simon Shin Vav, Barachayim 6, Yud Dalet. Mini Shashachol Shotir, Vito Mibeso, Bishabeth, Otir Mikhaitov, Mitzvah, Lassum Luderach Palma, Vishtadu Batalot, Batalot. And do whatever you have to do. You go beyond the tchum, whatever you have to do to try and. So that's us. So now, what's the reason for that? Even though usually you're not allowed to sin you to save somebody else, am I allowed to do an avera to save you from a different avera? Okay, you could have to do whatever you have to do, but am I allowed to do an avera to save you from an avera? Okay? So that's a big sugi by itself. But in any event, the Rambam is caught in Chaf Tes. Says the reason why it's mutter over here is because of this same sort of chal of Shabbos Achad. Right? In other words, basically, we're saying here, look in the Chaf Tes, at the end of that line, mutter of chal of Shabbos Achad. You're going to rescue this person, and now they'll bring it back, and a person that observes Shabbos. So you see the Rambam of Rambam, you know, explain the Shulchan brings in this principle of Chal Shabbos Achas, not in a life and death situation, but in general to observe more mitzvahs. You can let her be shmad, so the life's not a danger. Probably your life's going to be fine. Okay, there's no life and death situation, but to keep the person in the fold, so to speak, says the Magen Avraham, explain the Shulchan. That's also the it's a very fascinating question. How far we take it? Okay, we say that if you're allowed to, according to this, you're allowed to do, again, it has to be right now, this shmat right now, something right on the table now, and on long term, whatever, but there are guidelines to it, and that comes up, especially about allowing, I don't want to go into this now, but inviting people to drive, and all this stuff comes into me. But I'm just bringing up this moment, the Shulchan Aruch Harav also, the Kofetz of Sun Shinvod, he says you're not even sure you're going to be successful, you have to do it. Okay, that's right. Suffering me out, Selena. Who knows? These bandits may be tough guys, and you'll come and they'll beat you up or kick you away, whatever. Nevertheless, this is, and he writes, look at the third line. The Balatanya, Shulchan was the Baba Shemet, I'm sitting here. The Baba Shemet is not in the queue for nothing. He says, Ein lecha pikuach nefesh, Yosem is there. Shalot teitze michal Yisrael, with the chal Shabbos is koyamel. Umuto lechal Shabbos, chas mishetachal, he Shabbos laharbe. And that's what he says. Again, it's not life and death. Huh? I don't want to go into the passing like that, but it's what to say for it. I mean, it's not, again, there are many other factors. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces there. But the Lamaisa, that's what the Balatai is saying. That's Pikuach Nefesh. And there, and again, he forces him to do it, and they tell him he has to do it, and so on. Okay, as far as chatei, you don't tell someone to sin, save somebody else, it's a different din altogether. Okay, and he writes, however, he says at the end, if they just want it's a one-time thing, there's some pirates, some bandits having a good time, they're going to release them later anyway, and just going to make them do an aveira now, that you can't violate Shabbos, at least on the rice level. The Mishavur also says, the Kotan Nun Zayin, we'll finish up, the Kotan Nun Zayin, the Mishavur also writes, even though this is the Raisa, to perhaps do an aveira on behalf of somebody else, which is different, okay? And the Aruch HaShulchan, of course, says, very practical, okay, to a 40, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, at the end, V'yesh lasos v'zeh l'fi havonot deinu. You have to look at each case to figure out what are the Messias here, what's going to happen. Two other, it's late, so I'm just going to mention outside, the two other things that came are very interesting. The Chachma Shlomo, okay, that's of Shlomo Kugel, Chachma Shlomo, Amashokha, Tinshin Chachta, somewhere else, in Tif Memvav, discusses somebody who is blind. He's becoming blind, he's losing his eyesight. Misha Nilka and Bechole Hasanverim, blindness, Hanikra Shvarta Shtor, I don't know, some kind of a bad eye disease. Okay, and all the doctors have given up and so on and so forth. But some town, somewhere, there's a guy who's known to be a bunch of doctors, a big expert in these type of eye conditions, and they want to get to him right away so he won't lose his sight completely. You're allowed to violate Shabbos, but don't take care of that. It's not life and death either. You can live without your eyes. I mean, it's all fun, but, you know, that's not... So he says that this is... L'chor, it should be usher. Because it's not sakana to the whole body. On the other hand, the eyes are different. He distinguishes perhaps between if it's one eye or if it's both eyes. And he says that according to some, and this is his point, according to some, somebody who is a suma, someone who's blind, is part of a mitzvah. So therefore, this now, go back, follow. And you see, he brings it up over there. And the last thing is the base mayor. Okay, on the Aruch HaShulchan Shin Lamed, it talks about a conversation or a print, an in-print conversation, a chalupa mitzvah with the Rekiva Eger. Okay, and he writes, about a tinok shenishba ben anochren. Okay, a Jewish child who was among non-Jews. After World War II, all these kids who had grown up in monasteries and non-Jews and so on. Other times, tinok shenishba ben anochren, are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos? Rekiva Eger wanted to say yes, and the person, it's certainly not life and death, and even if you get him out, but he doesn't know anything about mitzvahs, can you teach him? You're not teaching him again. That's also an interesting case where this comes up. Rabbi Akiva Eger is quote-unquote Mekel. He says you can be Mechal Shabbos. Okay, you can be Mechal Shabbos because even of the possibility you said before, how do we know he's not going to become Shabbos? That, well, you were asking before, Mr. Kotler, was this Machlokas in the base man of Akiva Eger? Right, so then the base. Okay, but that. And again, to what extent do we say this idea of Chalal Shabbos Achat? Again, this concept of Shabbos is, I think, a very interesting concept. And whereas we looked at the beginning, and it looked like the Gemara dismissed it also, you see it comes up and somehow remains within the halachic system. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos. We should observe Shabbos properly, everybody. Okay.